Welcome to Zichu Dav Sin, money member of Avram Goldar, and today Masechet Zvachim, Dav Zayin, the first perek, called Zvachim. This perek has been generously sponsored anonymously for Refuah Shleima for Alter Ben Zion Wolf Ben Zipora, as well as for Yaakov Yosef Moshe Ben Ruchama Pesel Rivka. May they both have a Refuah Shleima. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi taught that if a chatas was shechted for the sake of someone liable to a chatas, it's invalid. But if it was shechted for the sake of someone liable to an ola, it remains valid because only an intent for someone whose carbon liability is dumi didei, similar to his, can disqualify as taught on daf gemam beis. Rabbi also said that chatas which was shechted al misha enu mechuyev klum for the sake of someone who's not liable to any carbon, it's possible she'enu cha'adam b'Yisrael she'enu mechuyev aseh, because there's no one in Yisrael who's not liable for atonement for transgressing a mitzvah aseh. Such a person would receive kapara from a chatas, as Rabbi said. Chatas mechaperes al chay ve'aseh. A chatas atones for liabilities for transgressions of mitzvah aseh based on a kal v'chomer. Since a chatas atones for a karas liabilities, it certainly atones for an aseh. But since a chatas atones for an aseh, shechting for someone liable to an ola should also invalidate the chatas. The Gemara answers, Mekivu mechapra, a chatas does not directly atone for an aseh, Mekufi mechapra, it only atones for it peripherally. However, if someone vowed to bring an ola, all his aseh liabilities attached to the ola, so he would not be atoned by a chatas. Point number two, Rava said, Ola habala achra misa, regarding an ola being brought after the owner's death, if it is shechted for another type of carbon, shinui kodesh, it does not count for its obligation and must be replaced. If it was shechted for another person, which is shinui balim, it's valid and counts for its obligation. Dein balim lachem mis, because there's no owner after death, and intent for another person does not harm the carbon. Rav Pinchas Breid Ravami said, Yesh balim lachem mis, there is an owner after death, meaning the yorish becomes the new owner. Rav Ashi asked Rav Pinchas if he said this dafka, literally, considering the yorish an owner to the degree that intent for another person would undermine the carbon and require a replacement, thus disagreeing with Rava, or did he merely mean that the oil would atone for an asi violation the yorish may have if it's properly shechted, but shechting it for someone else would not require a replacement? He replied that he meant it literally and disagrees with Rava. And point number three, Rava said, Ola Doroni, an ola is a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended for after he has already received atonement. He argued that if the owner did not repent before bringing the carbon, the pasuk says, Zevach Rishayim Toeva, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination and would not atone for him. If he did do tshuva beforehand, why is the carbon necessary for atonement? Abraisa says that if someone transgressed an aseh and repented, he does not move from there before he's immediately forgiven. Rather, learn from here that an ola is a gift. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rava taught that if a chatas was shechted for the sake of someone liable to a chatas, it's invalid. But if it was shechted for the sake of someone liable to an ola, it remains valid because only an intent for someone whose carbon liability is dumi didei, similar to his, can disqualify as taught on Dav Gimel Amud Beis. Rava also said that chatas which was shechted al misha enu mechuyev klum, for the sake of someone who's not liable to any carbon, it's possible she'enu cha'adam b'Yisrael she'enu mechuyev aseh, because there's no one in Yisrael who's not liable for atonement for transgressing a mitzvah aseh. Such a person would receive kapara from a chatas, as Rava said. Chatas mechaperes al chay ve'aseh. A chatas atones for liabilities for transgressions of mitzvah aseh based on a kal v'chomer. Since a chatas atones for a karas liabilities, it certainly atones for an aseh. But since a chatas atones for an aseh, shechting for someone liable to an ola should also invalidate the chatas. The Gemara answers, Mekivu mechapra, a chatas does not directly atone for an aseh, Mekufi mechapra, it only atones for it peripherally. However, if someone vowed to bring an ola, all his aseh liabilities attached to the ola, so he would not be atoned by a chatas. Point number two, Rava said, Ola habala achra misa, regarding an ola being brought after the owner's death, if it is shechted for another type of carbon, shinui kodesh, it does not count for its obligation and must be replaced. If it was shechted for another person, which is shinui balim, it's valid and counts for its obligation. Dein balim lachem mis, because there's no owner after death, and intent for another person does not harm the carbon. Rav Pinchas Breid Ravami said, Yesh balim lachem mis, there is an owner after death, meaning the yorish becomes the new owner. Rav Ashi asked Rav Pinchas if he said this dafka, literally, considering the yorish an owner to the degree that intent for another person would undermine the carbon and require a replacement, thus disagreeing with Rava, or did he merely mean that the oil would atone for an aseh violation the yorish may have if it's properly shechted, but shechting it for someone else would not require a replacement? He replied that he meant it literally and disagrees with Rava. And point number three, Rava said, Ola Doronhi. An Ola is a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended for after he has already received atonement. He argued that if the owner did not repent before bringing the carbon, the Pasuk says, Zevach Rishayim Toeva, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination and would not atone for him. If he did do tshuva beforehand, why is the carbon necessary for atonement? A brisa says that if someone transgressed an asi and repented, well, zaz misham ad shemochlin wo, he does not move from there before he's immediately forgiven. El shmamina doron, rather learn from here that an ola is a gift. All right, so now we get our siman dav zayin, and our standard siman relates to a kli zayin, a weapon. We use a gun and often use armed guards in the siman. So here goes. The man not chayv any carbon who is being protected by armed guards from being intended in a chatas, told them they should guard the ownerless ola from being brought for someone else, whose owner died after doing tshuva before bringing it as a gift. Once again, in slow motion. The man not chayv any carbon who is being protected by armed guards. Armed guards? That must be wrong. Dav zayin, kli zayin, weapon, gun. The man not chayv any carbon who is being protected by armed guards from being intended in a chatas, which reminds us, Rava said that a chatas which was shechted, al mi she'en mechuy of klum, for the sake of someone who's not chayv to any carbon, it's possible. She'en ocha adam b'Yisrael, she'en mechuy of ase, because there's no one in Israel who's not liable for atonement for transgressing a mitzvah's ase. Such a person would receive kapar from a chatas, as Rava said, chatas mechaperes al chavi ase. A chatas atones for liabilities of transgressions of mitzvah's ase, based on the Kal Vachomer. Since a chatas atones for karas liabilities, it certainly atones for an asay. So the man not chayv any carbon who is being protected by armed guards from being intended in a chatas, told them they should guard the ownerless ola from being brought for someone else, which reminds us, Rava said, ola habal lachar mis, regarding an ola being brought after the owner's death, if it's shechted for another type of carbon, it doesn't count for his obligation and must be replaced. If it was shechted for another person, in this case, Shinili Balim, it's valid and counts for his obligation to ain't Balim Lachamis, because there's no owner after death and intent for another person does not harm the carbon. Rav Pinchas Breid Rav Ami said, Yesh Balim Lachamis, that there is an owner after death, meaning the Yorish becomes the new owner. So the man not chayv any carbon who is being protected by armed guards from being intended in a chatas, told them they should guard the ownerless ola from being brought for someone else, whose owner died after doing tshuva before bringing it as a gift, which reminds us, Rava said, ola doronhi, an ola is a gift to Hashem intended for after he has already received kapara. So once again, the man not chayv any carbon who is being protected by armed guards from being intended in a chatas, told them they should guard the ownerless ola from being brought for someone else, whose owner died after doing tshuva before bringing it as a gift. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf gimel. So the simur daf gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. As the Kohen shechted a chatas as chulun to be used to celebrate his friend's victory in the camel race, that must be on daf gimel, gamal, camel. As the Kohen shechted a chatas as chulun to be used to celebrate his friend's victory in the camel race, which reminds us, Rav taught that although if one shechted a chatas for the sake of an ola, it's disqualified, if he shechted it l'shem chulun for the sake of chulun, it's valid. This proves dimina machriba, intent for something else of its own type, meaning kachim, damages it. Delab mina l'machriba, but intent for something not for its own type, meaning non-kachim, does not damage it because the chulun intent cannot take effect on a carbon. So as the Kohen shechted a chatas as chulun to be used to celebrate his friend's victory in the camel race, the cook of the party preparing tahor food in a kli b'toch kli that had a sheretz in the outer kli, which reminds us, Rav opposed another contradiction to Rav's ruling from a b'raisa's drasha, tocho, when a sheretz falls into a kli cheres, everything in the kli's interior becomes tameh, v'lo toch tocho, but not something in an interior within its interior, meaning food inside another kli inside the kli cheres, which remains tahor. This applies even if the inside utensil is a kli shetef, an immersible vessel, meaning non-earthenware, which can be purified in a mikveh. This proves that even a different type can be an independent interior to protect from tuma. The Gemara answers that chulun relative to kachim is not like a different type of kli, but like a mechitza, a partition which is not effective to protect one side of an oven from tuma in the other. So as the Kohen shechted a chatas as chulun to be used to celebrate his friend's victory in the camel race, the cook at the party preparing tahor food in a kli b'toch kli that had sheretz in the outer kli was glad when he heard his chatas was still valid, even though it was shechted for someone who was chayev an ola, which reminds us, we learned that a chadish shechting for someone obligated in an ola is valid. The Gemara explains that regarding shechting for a different person, the pasuk says, "V'kipper alav, the kohen shall effect atonement for him," which teaches alav v'lo al chavero. It must be sacrificed for him and not for his friend. This implies that intent only disqualifies when chavero dumya didei, his friend is similar to him, meaning shemuchuyev kaparo kamoso, that his friend is liable to the same type of atonement as he. Daf Dalet. So the Simran Daf Dalet is a Dalet, a door. So here goes. The Shinobi Kodesh door. That must be run Daf Dalet, door. The Shinobi Kodesh door, where the source is at the Avodas, must be done Lishma, were kept. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Manan de Be'inin Zvich Lishma. From where do we derive that Shechita must be Lishma? The Pasuk says, Vim Zevach Shlamim Karbano, and if his offering is a sacrifice of Shlamim. The word Zevach teaches, Shetehe Zvich Lishem Shlamim, that the Shechita should be for the sake of a Shlamim. The Gemara then brings Psukim requiring Kabbalah, receiving the blood, and Zrika throwing the blood on the Mizbech to be done Lishma, and explains why none of these Avodas being word from each other, and why Halacha done Lishma cannot be done from them. So the Shinui Kodesh door, where the source is at the Avodos, must be done Lishma, were kept, was next to the Shinui Baon door, where the source that a carbon must be brought for its owner's sake, could be found, which reminds us, having derived the laws of Shinui Kodesh, a change of holiness regarding all Avodos, that they must be performed for the carbon's sake, the Gemara asks for the source for the laws of Shinui Baalim, a change of owner, meaning that Avodos must be done for the owner's sake. The Pasuk says, Ubasur Zevach Toda Shlamav, and the meat of the Zevach Toda, which is a Shlamim, teaches that the Shechita must be L'shem Toda, and since Shinui Kodesh is already known, the Pasuk is used to teach Shinui Baalim. It then derives Shinui Baalim regarding the other Avodas, and the Gemara discusses multiple reasons that Shinui Baalim cannot be derived from Shinui Kodesh. So the Shinui Kodesh door, where the source is that the Avodas must be done with Shema, were kept, was next to the Shinui Baalim door, where the source that a carbon must be brought for its owner's sake, could be found, where a man jumped for joy when he read that although his carbon was shechted shelo lishma, it could still be brought on the Mizbeach. Which reminds us, Gemara asks that one should say that if a carbon was shechted shelo lishma, it should be completely pasul. The Pasuk says, Motzi yisvasech tishmor vasista kasher nedarta, what comes out of your lips, you shall observe and perform just as you vowed a nedava. These contradictory terms of nether and nedava teach, im kamash nedarta asisa ye nether, if you did as you vowed and brought the carbon lishma, it will be a fulfillment of your nether. Vimlo nedav yehe, but if not, rather it was shechted shelo lishma, it will be a nedava, a donated carbon, a sign from your nether. This proves that the carbon remains valid, although it doesn't fulfill the owner's obligation. Daf hey, so the simran daf hey is hey. So here goes. The rabbi lying on a haystack, that must be on daf hey. The rabbi lying on a haystack who was wondering, if a carbon isn't meratzah, then why is it brought? Which reminds us, Reish Lakish lay on his stomach in the base middash and asked, Im kasherim hem yiratzu, if karban is shechted, shelo lishma are valid, they should achieve acceptance, meaning fulfill their owner's obligations. Vimein meratzim lama bayin, and if they do not achieve acceptance, why are they brought? Abai explained that the word osa, it, written by a chattis, teaches that only a chattish shelo lishma is disqualified, but an ashim remains valid. He eventually derives from the hekesh to shlamim that such an ashim is not maratza. So the rabbi lying on a haystack who is wondering if a carbon isn't maratza, then why is it brought? While an ashim whose owner died stood nearby chewing on some hay until got a moom and would be sold, and the money used for an ola, which reminds us, an ashim is also brought, so to speak, after the owner's death. A halacha Moshe Misinai teaches that such an ashim is left to graze until it develops a moom, after which it's redeemed and the money is used for an ola. So the rabbi lying on a haystack who was wondering if a carbon isn't meratzah, then why is it brought? While an ashim whose owner died stood nearby chewing on some hay until it got a moom and would be sold, and the money used for an ola, was startled by two boys having a hay fight as they debated if the ola belonging to their deceased mother was inherited by them or not. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the question whether Yorshim acquire a carbon when the owner dies and receive kapar with it. Dav Vav, so the simmer Dav Vav is a sword because a Vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. The sword enthusiast, that must be on Dav Vav, sword. The sword enthusiast who forgot to lay tefillin because he was sharpening his swords and wondered if the ol he had already designated would be mechapra for it, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Asi delacha hafrasha mechapra? Does an ola atone for a mitzvah zase transgressed after the carbon's designation, ola mechapra, or does it not atone for it? Does an ola operate the way a chattis does? So just as a chattis cannot atone for a sin committed after its hafrasha, so too an ola cannot atone for an ase transgressed after the ola's hafrasha, or is an ola different from a chattis? chattas, because whereas with a chattas, for each and every sin, he must bring a separate chattas. But regarding an ola, since if there are several violations of mitzvah zase with him, it atones for all of them. So perhaps it can even atone for transgressions after the afrasha. So the sword enthusiast who forgot to lay in tefillin because he was sharpening his swords and wondered if the ola he'd already designated would be mechaber for it was listening to a friend tell him he didn't perform smicha on his carbon, which the carbon could not atone for, which reminds us the Gemara attempts to bring a proof from smicha, but we learn a carbon does not atone for failure to perform smicha. Rav explains that in the case of smicha, until one actually shecks the carbon, he's still subject to the mitzvah of arise and perform smicha. Thus, he does not violate it until after he actually shecks without doing smicha, and a violation after shechita is not a question to us because it is certainly not atoned for by the carbon. So the sword enthusiast who forgot to lay in tefillin because he was sharpening his swords and wondered if the ola he had already designated would be mechaper for it was listening to a friend tell him he didn't perform smicha on his carbon, which the carbon could not atone for. When a sword salesman entered the room and offered to sell him a sword at a discount, if he could answer what kapar is achieved with the second seir of Atzeres, which reminds us, the Gemara attempts to bring another proof that a carbon can be mechaper on a chet after a frasha by asking what kapar is achieved with the second seir of Atzeres. The proof is deflected. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you discuss what kapar is achieved with the second seir of Atzeres? That's on daf Vav. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you learn that karbanos are staman kilishman dami, but gidden are not? That's on daf Bays. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you learn that an Hashem is also brought, so to speak, after the owner's death, because the halacha Moshe Mesinai teaches that an Hashem is left to graze until it develops a mum, after which it's redeemed and the money is used for an ola? That's on daf. Hey. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that when a sheretz falls into a kli cheres, everything in the kli's interior becomes tameh, below toch toch, but not something in an interior, within its interior, which remains tahor? That's on daf Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that ola doron hi, and ola is a gift to Hashem? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we discuss Reish Lakish's challenge, im ein maratzin lamabayim, if karban is brought shalo ishma, do not achieve acceptance, why are they brought? That's on daf Hey. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we mokokas if yesh balim lachar misa? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you learn the source of karbanos must be brought for the owner's sake? Shinui balim. That's on daf Dalet. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss a chatas shechted for the sake of someone not liable to any karbanos? That's on daf Zion. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you compare Abaya Rava, Rabbi Zera, and Rabba Ramasna? That's on daf Yadalad. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.